Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The National Bureau of Economic Research is a private nonprofit research organization. It claims to provide unbiased research to assist public policymakers, businesses, and the academic community. This organization is the official arbiter of announcing when America is in a recession. There is a rule of thumb that the U.S. is in a recession when it experiences two consecutive quarters of declines in the gross domestic product, also known as GDP. But it's not official until the NBER says so, often about a year after the recession started. There are many recession indicators beyond decreases in GDP, though often in conjunction with it. Among them are retail sales, which have been declining in the past year once you eliminate the increase in consumer prices, the number of motor vehicle and home sales, which also have been dropping over the past several months, and the number of people holding full-time jobs, which, despite the now acknowledged erroneous monthly reports from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, have been declining since last May. Another indicator has received almost no attention from the regular media. That is the investing activity of venture capitalists. These investments reflect the growth of smaller businesses into larger companies. When venture capital investments decline, that pretty much signifies a recession is happening. This was true when these investments fell leading into the high-tech bubble collapse early in the year 2000 and the Great Recession in 2008. As reported 6 days ago by Pitchfork and the National Venture Capital Association, last year the quantity of venture capital deals declined 14% from the year before. Even worse, the dollar value of these investments plummeted 30% last year compared to 2021. The news gets even worse. The number of venture capital exit deals last year fell 37% from a year earlier, with the dollar value collapsing more than 90% from the prior year. The activity in venture capital investing last year declined for four consecutive quarters. How much more evidence do you need before you acknowledge that soaring consumer prices and rising interest rates have already pushed America into a deep recession? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.